This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday. And we told you yesterday about the news that came out just in the last a couple of days. That can you jiggle that wire just a little bit, if you wouldn't mind? Because somehow I've lost my headphones. There we go. There we go. There we go. And we told you about the effort to bring a voter ID to the state of Nevada. It's obvious that the legislature, controlled by Democrats, they want no part of it. They view it as voter suppression. But the fact is, the only way to get it done is going to be through a vote of the people. That means you. And Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us in studio. He is in the process of developing a voter ID initiative. You'd actually go to the polls and actually vote on it. Which, hey, we the people. That's what it generally means. Michael McDonald, good to have you with us, man.
Morning, Kev. How are you?
You're amazing. You travel and yet you still find time to come in studio with us.
Man. No, it's well, this is very important because you've been the voice of the people. I mean, we got a lot going on in the legislature right now. We have a full team up there. We're battling right now. We have an office up there. This is the second legislature session we've done this. It hasn't been done in over 20 years. I brought it back last session. So we're looking to basically have the information come back so it's readily available to your listeners, to you, to make sure that our voter base and the grassroots know exactly what's going on in the legislature. And we're also doing the same thing with, obviously, with the White House. I had a good conversation with the Oval Office the other day. So we're really making things happen. And the main thing is to make that the information gets back to the voters and we're able to make things happen.
And you want to let us vote in November of 2020, so the presidential reelect would be part and parcel to this whole idea of voter ID.
Correct. You know, if you look at it, I'm a union guy. I've been around unions my entire life. My family was in unions. The Democrats in my family, almost all of them are Democrats, look at what's happening right now with the Democrats going to socialism and all this. They can't stand what's actually happening. So in conversations over the holidays, and you and I have had them, pardon me about that, about what's going to take place, what do the numbers look like, why did we lose the election. When you start to see what happened, the conversation's initiated by them. They're like, man, this is kind of crazy. So I started asking them questions. I said, guys, every time we go for a union, to elect Secretary of Treasury and all that, you have to show your ID to vote. They do. Pardon me.
You got the same thing I got.
Man, I'll tell you something. So every time they have to go vote, it's an issue that they have to show their ID. And but yet every time they come out, they're given a tagline here. Here's your script to go talk on the radio or TV that is voter suppression, it's racism, it's sexism, it's whatever ism they can find. And a lot of them are like, you know what? No, it's no different. It's no different than the wall. We have a lot of Democrats that are supporting the presidents, a lot of things that are coming across, because when you look at what's taking place, this is about making sure America goes forward. Now, I think it sways our direction. And I think that a lot of people realize that. So they were kind of like, well, we believe in it, but... So throughout the conversations, we started looking at it, and many of your listeners have called. I see them out, you know, again, Costco, Smith's, where I'm out shopping, and they say, now, how, the voter ID is the worst thing we've ever had. How can we not get voter ID? Well, we actually, you know, for those of you who are listening, we had it on the ballot. We had it at the legislature twice when we owned the legislature, but it was dealt away by Republicans and the governor in trade of something else. The Democrats wanted it. It was horse trading. So the governor at the time basically made a deal. We wouldn't have voter ID if they'd vote this way on taxes or whatever. Duly noted by legislators, brought to me by the legislators. This isn't something I'm making up. It's something that was brought to me by our legislators. It was talked about this weekend on the rural tour. We're going through our Lincoln Day tours. It was brought up by many people. This ballot initiative gives Secretary Sagaski her tools. I mean, she can't figure out if there's voter fraud if she doesn't know who's voting. We want to make sure that we have an option that everybody has the right to vote, but you have to have an ID. You can't get on a bus. You can't get on a plane. You can't drive a car.
You can't go look at an apartment.
You can't buy cigarettes. You can't. Yeah. I mean, you have to have an ID. So the argument that they use is, it's not even common sense anymore. It's wearing itself out. And I think a lot of people are sick and tired of what's happening. I think today when you see what's happening in the legislature, we had a bill that was put in on gun control that wasn't even vetted the way it was supposed to go. It was put
now. Now was that the 143 SB 143?
Yep, I think it is. In. Yep.
Wow.
I mean that, you know, we have people on the ground up there. We have tons of grassroots up there that right now they're testifying. You know, there are executive directors with us in the studio. We have people from that came from all the way from Elko to go to the Carson City. We have people from Las Vegas that came up to go to Carson City. We have people testifying down here. So when you start to see this is how the game's going to be played, you better be very careful on who you're actually putting at the legislature. And I think by voter ID. Looking that we're talking about reelecting the President of the United States, you're talking about the Senate and the Assembly and our side, it's not unreasonable to say, look, if you're going to vote in Nevada, you have to have an ID.
And that makes sense. Now, explain to people what is involved in getting something on the ballot that we can vote on in November of 2020.
Well, we have to have signatures. So we'll be out gathering signatures. It's an expensive process. We have donors that I've been working with that we're looking to do this.
This a $100,000 effort?
I think 200? It's larger. I mean, it's larger. I'm not going to. Yeah, it's going to be
like $1 million.
We're going to throw a big, big effort at this.
Wow.
I think when you look at what took place, we've been working extensively. I mean, again, through the airways on the Strip, the Las Vegas Boulevard has been very, very accommodating, as well as other members outside the state. I've been lucky because of my relationship with the RNC. You know, they've opened a lot of doors for us, and the new national vice chairman, he's going to be just fine out of Texas. He's a great man early on the campaign, friend. So we have a lot to work with in being able to reach. We have access to the Oval Office. We have access to the president. We have access to members on Congress. But when you look at it, this is common sense. This is common sense for everybody that goes on. And again, it's thankful to you and people like you that allow us just to come out and get our message out, and the grassroots have an opportunity to respond.
How many signatures do you need?
So we need what?
How many? How
almost
many?
100,000, like
100,000.
What is it? 96,000.
96,000. So roughly 100. Yeah, and you probably need 110,000 because some of the signatures will not pass muster.
I would be safe, yeah. I mean, look, we intend to do this by the numbers. We're not doing it. This isn't something I decided to wake up one morning and hey, I'm going to. We've been talking.
I had a
Kevin,
tennis.
Meet me for breakfast.
I had a tennis date canceled, so I guess maybe I can just do an initiative
on this. So when we looked at it, it was something that, this is over time that people, I think this last voter, this last time we voted, you know, we're sitting here tongue in cheek, and then you ask me what happened. I'm like, I just don't know. I mean, we had the most people on the ground. We had the most money ever raised. If you look at the stats, it was a home run. But the Democrats basically outworked us. They brought a whole different type of game. We were winning, and they stepped up their game, and they found a vein we didn't know would exist, and it worked. That's from the RNC, and people do this nationally for a living. So, you know, the one reasonable thing is the next step is to just make sure. Because Barber's, you know, everybody keeps attacking Barber Sagaski. It's not Barber's fault. We have to make sure we have the tools in place to make sure that there is no voter fraud.
Okay, I got to ask you, because we've been here before on initiatives that sound good, that look good on paper, but then somebody challenges it in court, either on the single subject issue or the constitutionality of the initiative itself. How do you avoid that?
Well, and that's thank you for asking that question. Like I said earlier, you know, in tongue in cheek, you know, joking, this wasn't something I just woke up and said, "Hey, I'm going to do this." I've gone to people that know this that do this for a living. I've gone to people that I've had access to that know what we're up against. We have three attorneys that we're going to have on board that are here, and we also have national attorneys. So we're going to cover all the bases to see exactly where they're going to come. Again, it's going to be challenged, of course, because if you're looking at something that would actually make this favorable for the Republicans and make everybody vote with an ID, the other side is obviously going to scream bloody murder.
Voter suppression. Voter suppression. Voter suppression.
Again, that's all they got. They got the taglines. You know, someone comes up and, you know, they start yelling, you know, you're racist. I mean, you know, they just – that's the hatred in their hearts. You know, that's what I always look at. If someone calls you a racist, that's either the hatred in their heart trying to turn a label you. And if, you know, I'm not a racist, I just look at them. And that's what other people like, you know, you just look at them like you're crazy. When you talk about voter suppression, no, we're talking about common sense. Because if this is the greatest right we have in America, but yet you can't buy your alcohol, you can't buy your cigarettes, you can't go look at an apartment, you can't cash a check, how do you live without ID? I mean, seriously, how do you live without ID? You don't. So all that stuff just to live, but the greatest right we have in America, you can do without an ID.
More coming up. Michael McDonald in studio. He is the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He is also embarking on an effort to give you an opportunity to vote. To give you an opportunity to vote on voter ID. It's obvious that the Democrats in Carson City aren't going to pass voter ID. So we're going to have to let the people decide. We, the people. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. We're talking about his effort and the effort of the party to bring voter ID to the people. Essentially letting we the people decide, not the politicians in Carson City, because you know the Dems are not going to do this. They're going to hate it. They're going to call it voter suppression. But I'm talking about bringing it right to the people. And that's something that on this show, on Live and Local Now, we're going to support. We're going to be behind this effort from day one. You talked about how the first thing you got to do is write the language.
Correct.
And you're saying you have vetted this language. Tell me exactly what it would do. What would it do?
Right,
because the change to the Constitution.
Right, I've gone to the attorneys. They're going to do this. I mean, this is something where we're not going to make it this isn't a shoot from the hip issue. I think that's vitally important. So we're taking it very slow. Sean Meehan's the chairman of this. Sean's has experienced a lot with the grassroots. Obviously, we're not shaping it behind every effort, but if it's a team effort, we have the people that are scholars in the law. That are up to 100% nationally and also on the local stage here, and I mean local by the state, that give them the opportunity, that know the law. Then it comes to the grassroots, the signatures, the keeping the trains running on time, as I told you we're off air, is to make sure the day-to-day is kept, make sure that the people out there getting signatures, what's working, what's not, watching in the coffers to make sure all the money's being spent correctly. That's Sean Meehan. Sean Meehan and his group are going to be formed, performing in all 17 counties, with doers, not people that want a title, but people that are actually involved and have been involved with the grassroots in the past. We're not looking for people that are, can only give this a couple hours a day. We're looking for people that can give it a significant amount of time throughout the weeks. And we'll have staff, and this is something that has to be done correctly. And, quite frankly, we've been shown the way by the Democrats. We actually took their playbook and said, oh, okay, this is how it works. We think we can add our juice to it, and our logic and our scholars can write something that'll be put forward that voters will realize that they're fighting for their rights. Anything in life, Kevin, if you have to do it a certain way and you're doing everything you can and someone else is stealing it from you or taking your vote away, it's very offensive. And that's where we're, when you're talking to union members, we're talking to common sense people, they just can't understand that there could be a possibility of a mistake. This puts everything legitimately above board. You know, you have to have an ID to come. If you come with a fake ID, obviously, you know, you committed a felony, you know, and along those lines. But this puts everything where there's no mistake, no room for error. You can't yell and scream at the Secretary of State. You can't yell and scream at the clerks in Clark County. This is something above board that says, look, here's my ID. I'm Michael McDonald. I want to vote. Okay, Mike, yeah, that's you. And you sign your signature. Your signature's verified. You get your thing and you go vote. I mean, I don't know what the big – I really can't – I can't fathom this problem.
Okay, a lot of people are going to ask, why not just go with a statutory change? Why change the Constitution? And are the two different? I mean, in process, I know there's some of these processes where you got to go to the legislature twice and it's got to be voted on twice or whatever it is. Explain why you did it this way.
Well, it's an issue that, again, it's still with the scholars. And I say the scholars, I mean the attorneys and the people that have done this nationally. So we came out with an idea that we wanted to have voter ID, and it actually was leaked out before it should have been leaked out. So then I got, I had to answer. So,
let's do a release.
Yeah, I wish it was, I was going to call you, hey, Kevin, I'm up in Reno, but here's what came out. So someone got a hold of it, and they called me, and they said, are you doing a voter ID initiative? And I'm like, the big long pause. Yes, we are. So that's kind of what happened. It got out before we wanted to get out, but the attorneys are looking at it. It's to check and double check in the modern era to make sure that it can't the one thread can't be pulled, because we've seen it time and time again where you do everything right and they find a loophole and they clip you. You know, it's thrown out because of a technicality. We want to make sure all those technicalities are gone. We want to make sure all the loopholes are closed, and this is done clean and meets all the legal mustard.
And at the end of the day, do you want to create a statewide voter ID card? What exactly do you want to do? At the end of the day, it passes 60%. Everybody's happy. We're jumping up and down. But at the end of the day, what do you want?
No, I'd like to make it simple. I think, if you have a driver's license or an ID, which you have to have to get medication, your booze, your cigarettes, whatever your vices are, to get on a train, a bus, a plane – you know, that ID should be able to suffice to say, look, you know, we have national IDs that are going in now at the DMV, where you have come in and say, look, you know, here's my ID. I want to be able to vote. I think that would suffice to be able to say, look, this is what we need. Carrying another card around, I don't know. That's kind of, I think we have to make something available.
Unless the feds would end up doing it.
I would love for the feds to do this.
Because then you wouldn't have to do this.
I would love.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss.
Excuse me.
That's our public message brought to you by.
Hey, can you stick around?
I'm here for your listeners.
We're talking about voter ID and how close we might be to it. Stick around. More to do, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. We're talking about voter ID.
That was not Michael McDonald, by the way.
No, that wasn't.
No, what happened? Did you like ex Michael McDonald off the studio or something?
No,
don't take it to the streets. No Doobie Brothers.
No. We just take the music they give us. Sorry about that. We're talking about voter ID, and the plan is to gather 100,000.
I would say 100,000,
and maybe more, 110,000.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up tossing a bunch of them out. They'll be challenged and all of that. And putting voter ID on the ballot in November of 2020, which will be the presidential reelect and all of that. Michael McDonald joining us in studio.
You know, one fact, our executive director, Will Sexauer, he's in the office. He doesn't want to be – we'll have him on the show, though, one of these days.
Oh, no, that'd be great.
You pull him out, man. Get him on the radio. But he was pointing out, he's worked nationally on many – larger campaign. I mean, obviously, large campaigns.
Yeah.
So one thing is that we talked about in the break was talked about Wisconsin. You know, different states that have the voter ID. In Wisconsin, after Wisconsin passed the voter ID law, voter turnout for the 2016 presidential primary were the highest they've ever seen in primaries since 1972.
So it's not voter suppression. It's the opposite, right?
Voter ID laws will not cause voter suppression.
And that's something you know will come up. Now, you know that the other side is not going to take this lightly.
Well, I've already got phone calls.
No. But they're going to spend. You're going to have Michael Bloomberg, and you're going to have all of the activists, Tom Steyer, and all these people are going to be kicking in $10, $20, $30 million into this state to defeat this initiative. Do you have the backing of gaming interests and mining interests and other heavy hitters in this state? I mean, is this going to be a statewide sort of effort?
We're not staying inside the state. Obviously, you know, we have new interests involved in the National Republican Party. A good friend of mine just was elected co-chairman. Ron McDaniel's our chairwoman, and Tom Hicks just became our national co-chair. Nevada's growing on the national stage. You know, our borders are no longer just between Utah and California. We busted through that, and it's due to the fact of I've been blessed to have a relationship with the President of the United States, his family, obviously Corey Lewandowski, Dave Bossie, and now Tommy Hicks. So there's just great, great leaders of the Republican Party that we have access to that care about what happens in Nevada, that cares about making sure we win fairly in Nevada. And having people like that on your side is not only a blessing to myself, but to the party.
Okay, so we get the initiative itself. We get 110,000 legitimate signatures, 10 of which will probably be thrown out. So you have 100,000 signatures. What is the deadline to be able to get it on the ballot in November of 2020?
Once we got to start working with that, we'll defer everything to the attorneys. It has to go signatures, then they go two ballots, actually. So it'll be 2020 and 2022. I think it has to go through twice. So, when you look at the process of what has to take place, again, that's why I tread very softly and leave everything to the attorneys. I don't want to say something that's incorrect or take one of our grassroots activists down the wrong path. We want to make sure that all the ducks are lined up. We have the exact language. We have the exact procedure on which we're going to proceed. We have the scholars, the attorneys that are going to be able to get ready for the court challenges. And then the grassroots, obviously, we'll hand it off to them once we have everything we need. We're putting our army in place right now. And I mean army, I mean literally grassroots volunteers, people that can dedicate. We have youth involved out of the colleges. We have high school kids that are coming on initiatives, which the young high school groups have really stepped up on this. It's fantastic to see the youth generating what took place after the president talked about the millennials are, you know, last night on your last segment was talking about how the millennials will talk about socialism. It's sick, but this new generation, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of hope for us with this new generation that's coming up. They want to be involved in this voter ID. They want to make sure they have a seat at the table and a voice to make sure America survives. So I'm very excited about it.
Do you have any feel for what the opposition, the loyal opposition, will be saying? Is it going to be straight voter suppression, voter suppression, voter suppression?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, I'm still sitting here, and this is you and I talking. I mean, you know, obviously you're listeners. But if you're a union member, and I have dear friends of mine that run unions that are union members, and you cannot vote in that election unless you have an ID. Okay, so I can't go to any union hall and say, okay, I'm Michael McDonald, I want to vote. And they wanted to say, well, let me see your ID. And the culinary just did it last year. They had Thomas and Mack. You had to show your ID to vote. And then they come out and they say, you know, we don't need a voter ID to vote in the state for the president. Wait a minute, but you need one to vote for secretary, treasurer, and president. It makes no sense. So, and I'm not picking the culinary. This is just, you know, one of the things I know for a fact is readily on my tongue. You can't have it both ways. You can't have one way for your union and another way for your public. This is just a way to protect democracy.
Okay, so once you get the signatures, then it becomes like a political campaign.
Yeah, it basically
you run political ads and all of that.
Yep,
and that's not going to be cheap.
No, this whole process is going to be expensive. I mean, this is something where we take everything from. We take a page from the other side and just saying, look, you donate $5, $10, you can donate $100,000, and all our major donors will be involved. And then, in order to move this along, working with the people again, it goes back to people that have done this in the past, that have been successful in other states. That you're looking at Texas and Wisconsin and other areas that you have to have voter ID to vote. I mean, look what happened in Texas. I mean, 50,000, I think they found? 50,000. Yeah. You know, so when you start looking at things like that, that's an alarming number. Alarming number, especially if you, you know, if you're talking about certain issues that'll affect the entire state and then obviously the country. So this is something that's easy to argue. I mean, personally, if you ask me, but
let me ask you. Let me just throw something out though. The Dems are obviously, and the Tom Steyers and the other people are not going to take this lying down. Do you have a guesstimate on what this will cost? I mean, I can see this being a $5-7 million issue when all the outside money comes in.
I think the other side's going to throw a ton of money at it. We saw how they outspent us here in this last election and the Senate and governor's race. I think it's going to be something where it's a scary number. But when you have an effort that is putting it forward, you know, in any campaign, if you have the organization, you have the boots on the ground, it doesn't matter how much the other side has. I mean, obviously, we have to have money to match it or come close, pardon me. But it's not something I'm worried about, what their money they're going to come up with. And if you look at it's a statewide effort. So we have to have all, you know, all state chairman or county chairman in the state. You have to have them on board. This is not a time to be saying this is my territory and I'm in charge of my county and no one comes in here. This is about where all oars are in the water and we're all rowing the same direction. And I think the help we're getting nationally would signify that. Either you're on the team or you're not.
Have you gotten any response from some of the 17 chairs around the state?
Everybody I talked to, I haven't had a chance to talk to our chairman in Clark County. He was traveling. I asked everybody to send it out. He didn't send it out. He wasn't he was traveling, so I don't think he was around. Cheryl Prater, she put it out for me. Not for me, but for the state. Then she resigned yesterday, last night. I don't know what happened. But everybody else has responded 100%. I mean, they this is an issue where they want to make sure that we have voter ID. For all Republicans, I don't know who wouldn't want to be in Ford. You know, this is something where it has to be an effort where we're all going together. And if you're not, why would you want to be involved in the Republican Party?
I'm curious. The RNC has been involved in what they call a deep dive into the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any evidence of voter shenanigans, any voter fraud, any registration fraud? Did the RNC discover any of that?
No, I think what you looked at, and I got in trouble when you and I were on the show, and the next morning I'm shaking my head going, I don't know what happened. I think there was, you know, I said that one scam and everybody jumped on me about it. And it was only a tongue-in-cheek. So, no, I'm not gonna go there.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay. Come on.
No, but it,
I'll
if,
beat it out of you. Yeah, come know, on. Now you're bigger than I am. What the hell? What am I talking about? But did you get a sense that there was?
We got a sense of how they did it. The effort that was put forward. Congressman Amadeus, he did his own up in Washoe. He did his own. He paid for his own segment research. We have that. We have the numbers. We're going to be putting something out probably in the next couple weeks. Obviously, I'd like to come back on your show and talk about it. Give you data to study it and maybe come back on and talk about it.
Sure.
But when you look at what took place and the effort we had, again, you know, I kept coming on your show and I look at the numbers and I look at the people. You know, we're narrowing the voter gap. The messaging is getting out there and we have more money we've ever raised in the history of the state. And, you know, I've broken every record. And me and this board has broken every record. And you're thinking, this is the greatest effort we've ever had. We've never had this much, you know, this much relationship with the RNC. Everything's going in the right direction. Your listeners are actively involved. You know, they're out there. They're working with us. They're volunteering. And that night when it came in, you're like, wait a minute, what happened? And that's literally what you think, you know, 2 + 2 didn't equal 4. On our side, obviously the Democrats had a different strategy. They implemented it. And you got to take your hats off to them. They were able to do their game plan. And I think you look at the numbers and the messaging that the RNC came back with. Lee Hoffman, our national committeeman, was discussing with, I think, our national chairwoman. And it was basically, it worked everywhere but here. They were right everywhere except here. That's what our national committeeman, he told us. And he, you know, he was very concerned about the messaging, Lee was, and what sold, what didn't sell. So he's been working on that. He was just put on our on the rules committee, so which is good for him, and it's good for Nevada to be put on the rules committee. So when you start looking at that, the messaging, they said, look, it worked everywhere but here. But you know what was really scary? When you started to look at, you know, this was a cross I was carrying, and every time I come in to see you, I'm like, man, if you look at what took place on the West Coast, we had a regional meeting, Montana, New Mexico, Colorado, Orange County, California, Arizona, Nevada. And you're like, they all have this, and I'm the last one to speak, right? So they go, it was terrifying. It was actually terrifying to hear them speak about, you know, we lost this, we should have won this, we lost this. And you look at other states, you know, Southeast, and they won. So you're wondering what's sold in the, you know, the Bible Belt, what's sold in the Midwest, and why didn't it sell here? And I think we have a new plan going forward nationally, which is really good. But this isn't just about the president. Obviously the president, you know, being a friend and everything else, it's to make sure that we win re-election. But also I'm very concerned, and this is what we're concentrating on our legislators, and we want to make sure our senators and assemblymen have the same opportunity that we're drilling into. And I think, you know, I mentioned earlier, we have a voter school we're putting together. That'll be on March 26th. We'll have you there.
Good.
We have national people that are coming out for that. And that's something that I'll get back more information to you. But, you know, those are the type of programs that you have to look at to take. And we have a group of women, Tisha Black and some other women that have been in the legislature that are putting programs for Republican women they're putting together. So there's a lot of stuff we have coming your way, man. A lot of stuff.
I do want to ask you, though, is there evidence? Do we have evidence of voter fraud anywhere across the state? I mean, do we have cases, or do we have prosecutors that are looking into it, or the FBI or anybody?
Not at this time, I'm not aware of it. I mean, I talked to Secretary Sagaski this last week. Obviously, I didn't have a chance to tell her. It got out before, and like I told you before, I saw her at Elko, and she's like,
the worst kept secret.
Yeah, she told me, she said, why didn't you tell me about this? I'm like, well, I didn't know it was coming. It was supposed to be talk to you first, and we go from there. So she was caught flat-footed as well. And I said, look, this is a tool to help you. This is to make sure that you have the tools that you need in order to make sure that you can do your job and everything comes forward. But, you know, it's alarming what took place. And rather than and be something and say something, obviously, like I said last time, it was tongue-in-cheek and I got burned at the stake for it. We're not going to make that mistake again.
Let me ask you then, okay, once we get the language, once we get 100,000 signatures, then the campaign begins. And I guess my question is, at what point do we start campaigning? At what point do we take this to the people and begin the process of doing the politics part of this thing, which is getting people out to vote?
Well, I think when you look at it, we're looking at it from our side. You know, once I've been given the ball from the attorneys, we're going to be hitting the boots around the ground. We're putting Sean Meehan and the group is putting to make sure we have the people ready to go. That's something that you have to have. You can't put the army together after you have the initiative. You have to have the army ready to go. And I say army with all due respect to the people that are volunteering. So we have to make sure that we have all ready, and then we'll be out in every crack of the community you can be at, between rodeos and Costco's, Smith's, Food King's, DMV, we make it come to your door. It has to be done that way where we have issues. The other side have, you know, they brought in SEIU. I use them. I have friends of mine who work in SEIU. And they brought them in from California because California's a blue state. You know, nothing, no matter what you do.
They're not going to lose.
Yeah. So they brought them in. They didn't need them in California, so they brought them in here. So I brought in people from Utah. And we brought, it's tick for tat. But, you know, it when you see the effort that has to be, it's a whole new ball game now. You have to be able to show you have different connections. You know, if you get in the ring and you're trying to be a boxer and you're fighting an MMA fight, you're going to get killed. So we went toe to toe. We bagged and matched to match it up. Excuse the sports analogy. It's still early in the morning. You're a sports guy. So when you look at, you have to make sure that you have the same effort that's going to be put forward. We know for a fact they're going to hit this hard. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This is probably the hill to die for them. And this is kind of what's scary. I mean, why is it such a big issue for you? Why is it such a big issue for you to have voter ID? You know, there's something there. There's a devil behind the door that you don't want to open. Because I think if you're fighting this hard to make sure everything's just not fair, but you do it in your union hall, and you have to do it to survive in America, period, these days, but you won't do it for common sense, for the greatest right we have, and that's voting.
There's well, and I would think, I'm just guessing here, but I would think that this would be something that would be bipartisan. Everybody wants the vote of the people, and everybody wants the elections to be legitimate. I would think.
You'd hope. And, you know, we talked to, I have not talked to libertarians, but independents 100% want this. Independents are saying, look, you know, we wanted to make sure that, that my vote counts. And you start looking at third party, you know, third party and fourth party, you know, that you start to say, you know, you're basically brushed over. We're saying, no, you're not going to be brushed over. You'll have an ID like everybody else. And that there may be people out there that are just getting pushed aside because they're frustrated. You know, they're like, look, I'm not going to vote because my vote doesn't count. No, you have an ID. Your vote, you know, your vote counts now.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I've only got a minute, and I want to ask you, only how would you like to be the chair of the Virginia Democrat Party right about now? Is that incredible?
I can tell you one thing. The guy better make sure he can, you know, instead of moonwalking, you know, you might want to become a Prince fan or something. I mean, you know, this is just amazing, the comedy that is taking place on the other side of the aisle. If it was us, and I say this and you know it, I hear you listen. If it was the other side, we would be blowing up. We'd be annihilated. But this guy, I mean, it's scary. You know, it's not one, not two, but three. Three of them. If they get down towards a Republican's going to become governor.
It might happen. I'd love that.
Look, man, before we go, I'm going to give you a shout-out. That is the greatest shirt I've ever seen you
it's
wear.
It's a Notre Dame shirt.
Notre Dame shirt, man. No Irish.
Because I knew you were coming in.
I appreciate that.
That is an honor of Michael McDonald. Michael, always good. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll have you in again.
Thank you.
Some of these, some of your people. Sean Meehan is somebody I want to talk to.
I will get him on the air.
And find out how you go about doing this. How do you mobilize the troops, so to speak?
I say this every time I'm on your show. Thank you so much for providing airways for us to get our messaging out. And I'm blessed to have your listeners that I see them they're always out in the aisles, man. Gas stations, everywhere else, they're saying, you know, keep up the great work. Thank you very much.
Don't you love that?
Kevin, thank you. So, I mean, you have a great audience.
No, they are without a doubt the best. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. You're going to be hearing more from him in the weeks and months to come because this is an issue that's not going away. This effort for an initiative giving we the people the right to choose voter ID. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Coming up, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. We always talk about how we are statewide in the state of Nevada. But we are also on in the Coachella Valley, and I'm so pleased. We've got our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, namely Jim Yoder, will join us in studio. He is here in Southern Nevada today, and he decided to grace us with his presence. So we'll get a chance to visit with him. And one of the things I'm going to talk to him about is that craziness in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Oh, it's so bizarre. No, I'm serious. What's going on in the state, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, shouldn't happen anywhere in America, but it's happened not once, not twice, but three times. They can't decide who's going to be governor or who's going to be attorney general or who's going to be lieutenant governor. They don't even know. Isn't that weird? Also, more on voter ID. The Dems are going to call it voter suppression. We know it as something different. We'll talk about that more. Coming up in our next hour, my name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. Carry on, wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!